This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. And go find Quest Worthy. It's a good one. Put in the promo code Quest. In the checkout line, you get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some game dates, more like reminders, and some reveals. We got some esports news, big stuff too. And we're going to Rumorville. Thanks, Bethesda. But we begin today with Opening Night Live. And Eurogamer did say that World of Warcraft was buried. Okay, so we know that Midnight is indeed coming through the trailer and the cinematic that was provided by Blizzard Entertainment. But because they are still there through the Xbox site there, they did show off a little bit more of what the player housing is going to be, but there's a lot of things that they did not get into. And that is the Demon Hunter Specialization with a new allied race. Oh yeah, that's new. A new Blood Elf territory and a prey system going to the world difficulty. So, we already know about the housing. So let's go to the Demon Hunter stuff. And the new specialization is going to be called Devourer. And it'll be a void focus spin that will allow the wild players the power to wield the power of darkness, which means that's only going to demon hunters. Now with that, you will get with the allied race, the Hainir, and you will be able to play as that race. And what they are Subtenarian, Elvish, and Trollish people that were introduced in the War Within. And you will be able to play them as druids, mages, monks, shamans, priests, warlocks, rogues, warriors, and hunters. Now, where are we going to go? Well, we're talking about Blood Elves, right? So, we're going to go to the Blood Elf territory. So when we looked at the trailer, that's what we knew. But what will it look like? That is what we don't know. What we do know is that there will be some new zones. Two of them were named Harindar, and Voidstorm. Now, for the prey system, this is more about PvP. And what this system could do is try to fix the PvP system, just in the way that you could get more experience if you're doing PvP mode. Now, the new prey system does not require PvP, but you'll be marking yourself as prey, which means you can go out and hunt or be hunted. There will be three difficulties, at which the difficulties are not named in the article. And of course, there will be new mounts. So, are you excited for World of Warcraft? There'll be more stuff being revealed this week because of Gamescom. And because of Gamescom, PlayStation could not be left out. The PlayStation Portal cloud streaming will get an update via PlayStationLifestyle.net. They're saying that the update is still in beta. That's the direct cloud streaming. And they did get another update that the players would take advantage of. The PlayStation Plus for the premium users can now stream Marvel Spider-Man Remastered from the catalog without turning on their PlayStation 5. Now, not all the games will be able to make it to the PlayStation Portal's direct cloud streaming library, but Cyberpunk 2077 just might do it. And this is happening because the players were calling for Sony to make the Portal a standalone handheld. Now, this can only happen if you have PlayStation Plus Premium. So, it is coming, in a way. But now we go to Rumorville. Yeah, I said it's going to be one. PureXbox.com said that Bethesda is going to bring an Xbox game to Switch 2 next year. And that was via Nate the Hate. Now, he got up on X, and he said that the game will be Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, and it could be Starfield as well. Here's what he said on X. Quote, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle won't be the only Bethesda game coming to Nintendo Switch 2 in 2026. See that planet? You can go there. Aside from landing on PlayStation 5, Starfield is planned to release on Nintendo Switch 2 in 2026. End quote. Yep, that's gonna happen. Well, we'll see if it does or not. I shouldn't say gonna, should I? No. But what was gonna happen, as we go to the Esports Corner, Guild Esports is now up for sale. EsportsInsider.com did say that. And there are three reasons why. Well, let's see if we can find them. See, there was an impression of jumping on a bandwagon, and that's because back in 2019, the name did change to Guild Esports, and the company wanted to carry the message of style instead of substance to the esports industry. So when David Beckham invested in the company and became a co-owner, that did give the impression that the industry was a hotbed that could give some returns to everyone involved. But the other companies with competitive teams were focusing on building credibility and not helping the community. Guild Esports gave the impression of being a lifestyle brand other than the esports organization. So that with the consistent losses and missing payments to players, the respects went to an all-time low in the industry. But there was also a Guild Esports listing on the stock exchange. And when the company comes under scrutiny, as well it did, it lost money. And there was also too many partnerships and acquisitions, because the Guild Esports, according to Esports Insider, was spread too thin. While they were acquiring some stakes in the companies like Jinx TV, and with partnering up with several brands, which might be due to the David Beckman's influence, a soccer player. So that is now up for sale. In fact, Saul Jesko got up on X and said, quote, "After exhausting every possibility to resolve this issue, I've been left with no other option but to make this public. For the last year's EWC, I was signed to Guild Esports. Prize money, $40,000, was intentionally meant to be sent up to one of the players that had signed an agreement. There was a delay in payments, and the announcement was made by the EWC that they were trying to sort it out. Fast forward to January this year, it turns out the money was sent to the Guild, and I had to find this out through someone who worked with EWC, not our own organization. After 6 months of communication with somebody within the Guild, or within Guild, trying to help us get paid, and them speaking with financial team multiple times, ultimately they still haven't paid us out, or paid us, and our point of contact is no longer working with them anymore. Therefore, we have no ways of communicate with the Guild. I'm unsure of what to do next. So if there's anyone that could help, please reach out at Guild Esports, pay our players." So they are being sold. Sword tickets. TFT Paris Open did reveal the dates and the ticket prices via Esports Insider again. And they said that it is approaching. The Teamfight Tactics biggest event will be on December 12th through the 14th, which is a few weeks after the return to Runeterra, which will be the last set for this year. The tournament will take place at the Paris Expo Port de Verlès, which will bring 700 competitors and thousands of spectators. The prize pool will be $300,000, or to have a packed 3-day schedule of battles. The Paris Open will run from September 7th through the 10th, and the competitor passes will begin at $399, though the ranked players will receive discounts. So yeah, it's gonna cost you. The Masters and Grandmasters players can purchase for $299, and the Challenger and Tacticians Crown players will only pay $199. So that will be up, indeed. Oh, do you want a monitor? According to GamesRadar.com, there's an Asus one, and they just revealed, Asus did, that they have the world's fastest, that's a quote, OLED gaming monitor. Its refresh rate is 750 hertz, so that's pretty fast. But right now, there is no price to it, because it was just announced. But they did show that off, and it does look pretty good, but they did show some prices for other OLEDs, such as the Samsung Odyssey G6, which right now is $600 on Amazon if you want it. But what could you play on that thing? Well, it's not going to be this. GamingBolt.com. They say that Reach got a new trailer, a release date, and some pre-order bonuses. The release date is October 16th, and this is only going to be on PCVR via Steam, MetaQuest 3, and PlayStation VR 2 on October 16th. This is only going to be a VR game. So if you want something battle-wise, the way that it looks on your VR, that might be the one for you. Oh, if you like High on Life, you should know that High on Life 2 via Gamatsu.com will be launching February 13th, 2026. And that'll be on PlayStation 5, Xbox X and S, and Steam and the Epic Store and the Microsoft Store. And it'll be on Game Pass, of course, day one. So the talking guns, talking weapons are back. Have fun. And there's a remaster coming too. Romancing Saga Minstrel Song, Remastered International, will launch December 9th. That'll be on PlayStation 4 and 5 and on Switch. So if you like the Romancing Saga, you might want to take a look at that. We end with Stalker 2, and that too has a release time and actually a date, along with a price. It's called Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, and it arrives on PlayStation 5 this November. And it is November 20th, thanks to WCCF Tech. And the standard version will cost $60. So, if you want that game right away, you can pre-order it right now on Amazon, or you can check out your store. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So, go play some games, people.